Good evening, everybody. We're on Daf Hey Omen Aleph in Demai. Right after the Mishnah, we mentioned that one of the things that Demai had that was unique about it was that it says the words Ein Lo Biur, second clause of the Mishnah. There's no Biur. The Gemara at this point thinks that Biur and Vidoy are synonymous, that the whole Tachlis of Biur is so you should say Vidui. And therefore the Gemara is now going to combine the idea of the Biur with the Vidui. Otherwise the Gemara makes no sense. So the Gemara says, V'lo yorkin and kohen godol hever hoidoyas ha-maiser. Didn't yorkin and kohen godol bring an end to Vidui maiser? And that's talking about all maiser, not just Demai, all Meiser. There's nobody makes Vidui. In other words, every 3 years in Pesach, you say Vidui Meiser Biyat Yakarish Menavayas. And we said that he was Mavatal that. So if you Mavatal that, so then obviously there's no Biur. That's the sense of the Gemara's Kash. Okay.
Do we ever ask why?
Why what?
Why he was Mavatal it?
Yeah, I explained this during the Siyum, but you must have missed it. It's the Gemara in Rishonim in Saita explain that it's because we can't say Nasati La Levi, because once Ezra gave a knas to Levium for not coming up, and he gave the maestros to the Kohanim, so he felt you couldn't say Gam Nasati La Levi. That's what I saw brought down over there. I don't know. It could be there are other things behind it, because a lot of the footnotes here don't mention that necessarily. So I may be mistaken. Anyway, that's the kasha of the Gemara. Gemara says the Gemara answers a simple teretz. He viron shelo yisvadu holavar tzochlavar. In other words, these are not one in the same. Biur and vidoy are two separate things. So therefore, when it comes to Vadai Meiser, so what he was Masakin, that you don't do Vidui anymore. But as far as being Mavarit is concerned, you have to be Mavarit. Mashayin came when it comes to Demai, you don't have to be Mavarit. Okay? Let me read the words inside. Hevir Shalai Svadu, Holavar, Tzachavar, Ubavadai. Aval B'demai, Eno Tzachavar, Venech. Okay, that's the end of that. Nachalo onen. So the Gemara says like this. as you recall, in the pasuk of Vidoy, we say by Meiser Sheni, we say lochalti b'ani mimenu, lochalti mimenu lemeis. Right. So it means that you mention not only an inyan of aninus, but there's also an inyan of not eating a betumah, not being matamiyat. So over here in our Mishnah, it only mentions the one thing. It only mentions the oni. It does not mention the idea that you're allowed, he doesn't say you're allowed to eat demai v'tumma. So the Gemara is going to examine this particular distinction. Tony, nechal banino, you could eat it as an onen. Eino nechal v'tumma, but you can't eat it as if you're in a state of tumma. Ma b'anino b'amayin tumma, what's the difference? Amar Nachman, why would one be allowed and one the other one not be allowed? Amar Nachman, they're both the oraisa, right? Aninos is deraisa and tumah is deraisa. So why did the Chacham decide to be matir the aninos and they still kept the isra of tumah? So the Gemara answers: Amar Nachman tumah metzuya, anina metzuya. Simple answer: tumah is very common, very found all the time. You know, day in day out. The tumah of the internet. I mean, I don't want to say anything. But aninos is anina metzuya. Typical, you know, Chacham guys are on Dover, which is Shkiach, right? Most of the Loi Shkiach Ale Goz Rabbanon. This is, I guess, the Yerushalmi's way of saying those words. Amar Rav Yosi, Afilu Kesafik Tamu Loi Asu Oisai. Even, they didn't even make it, when they were Masaking, the Din of Demai, they didn't even make it like it's Safik. In other words, if I have Paris, so I bought it, I'm from the arts, right? So you could say, it's a suffix. Maybe he took Maestris, maybe he didn't take Maestris. So it's a suffix. Mamela, I'll have to be mafresh misafik. And now when I'm mafresh misafik, the mice are sheni, right? So now, am I allowed to eat a paninus? So if it was a safik, if it was a real bona fide safik, it'd be a safik deoraisa. Because it might be Meiser Sheni, it might not be Meiser Sheni. But so that's his point. His point is, afilu kesafik tavol ayasu, I say. They didn't even treat the payers that you're buying from the Ma'aretz like a safik. Why? Ilu besafik tavol, if it was really safik tavol, safik niskan machmas sheni, safik loy niskan, you don't know whether the Ma'aretz took Meiser Sheni or not. Shema ino asa lo einen. Would it not be asa for the einen? Of course it would be asa lo einen. It's a safek deraisa. Baram hocham with the lo einen. But over here, they were moderate for the einen. So you see, they didn't even give it the status of safek. In other words, what did they give it? What's that? Weaker than that. What's weaker than that? We're going to call it a chumra derabanan. That's the label we'll give it. In other words, there's two levels. It could either be a bona fide safek deraisa, And maybe let's say second deraisa lechumra is a din maybe derabbanan, I don't know, maybe it's a shayla between the Rashba and the Rambam whether some of deraisa lechumra is derabbanan or deraisa, but I guess that's irrelevant, right? Or it could be it's not lechumra derabbanan. Derabbanan decided that even though it's more than likely that it taka is what it's taka. He took the maestros, but we're still going to be machmer because of the mir ha-motzi. So that's considered a chumra d'rabban. Okay, no, next. I'm not 100% sure what is he driving at? This last paragraph, I mean, it sounds good. It's like it's very low. No,
it's more than a
minig,
it's less than a
lav. It's more than a minig, less than a lav, less than a safik terais. Okay, very good. Yeah, in the footnotes he mentions a Gemara in Shabbos. You know the Gemara in Shabbos, in the Sugya of Hanukkah. So it talks about over there, how do you know you make a bracha on a mitzvah, right? Shalvicha v'yagedcha, zekenecha v'yomloch, or
how can it be asher
k'dashonu, heichen tzivonu, because of not to turn away. What does it say? Loy saucer. So that's Heichan Tzivonu. So then the Gemara asks, but what about the Mai? You don't make a bracha on the Mai. So the Gemara says, I think, two different answers there. Rav and Abaye have two Lashrenas over there. I don't remember which one says what. One says, Avadei Derabbanan, they weren't Misakin a bracha, but on Safik Derabbanan, they weren't Misakin a bracha. Remember the Gemara? So in the back over there, they talk about when you make a bracha. Okay. It's a maybe that has to do with this sugya. Tanon taninon. So let's see. It says over there. We're talking about the next din or not? Was it the previous din? I think that was the first din. No, the din of chomesh. That's the first din. The Gemara went out of order. The Gemara decided to talk about beer first, and now it's going to talk a little bit about chomesh, which is the first din. So the Mai has no chomesh.
Chomish that we have a normal miser, that's a it's a knas with rabban.
No. Let's first start. There's two dinim of chomish. One is a din of pidyon. If I'm paid to my miser sheni and it's mine, I have to be miser of chomish. That's not a knas. That's a din deraisa. Hold on. That's one of the things we're talking about. There's a second chomish that's also. By Trumas Meiser, if someone eats Bishogeg, Truma, or Trumas Meiser for that long, as long as it's Truma. If you eat a Bishogeg, you will have to pay back the Kohanim Chulin, the Kenega, the Iker, because that's, and it becomes Truma. Like that's the Din of Ha'ichal, Truma Bishogeg, you pay back Chulin, and it becomes like a Din of Truma. And he has to be Meiser for Chaimesh. Because of a knas, that's what you said, the knas. So there's two chomshin over here, and we're talking about both in this sugya. So when it says that,
and the Gemara uses the same language.
When the Mishnah said hadamai ein lo chomesh, it meant A, there's no chomash when you're part of the opinion, Meiser Sheni, if you're part of it for yourself, that you don't have to be Meiser Chomash. And number two, it meant that the Trumas Meiser that came out of that Demai, if you waited Bishoge, you would not have to be Meiser Chomash. You would have to pay the Karen, of course, because that's Gezel Hashevet. You'd have, that's for sure, you're going to have to pay that. Yeah. So the Gemara says, we learned that a Mishnah elsewhere, 17, where's the elsewhere? But Metzia 4, 8. Okay, it says, Atruma, Trumas Meiser, Trumas Meiser shall demai. That whoever eats any of these Bishogeg, right, has to pay a Chomash. That's what it says over there. So in that list, it says, Trumas Meiser shall demai beferish. So, Hocha at Omar Hochein. And here, in this Masechta, you say this. Meaning, you say in our Mishnah that Demai has no Chomesh. It's a flat-out stira, right? On Rav Ze'era, the answer is very simple. Taman Taninan, over there in Bava Metzia, where you're mechuyev to pay a Chomesh. That's Trumas Meiser, Shal Demai. That's talking about the Trumas Meiser. Baram Hocha, but in our Mishnah, not talking about Trumas Meiser. Not like what I said. I said that we're talking about both. Not true. Bram Hocha, Meiser Sheni Sheltamai. We're only talking about the idea of being Meisav Chaimish if you are Paida it, whether you have to be Meisav Chaimish, right? Is that the Pshat?
I thought it doesn't apply to Meisav Sheni Sheltamai.
But I'm saying it's referring to the pinyon, right? It's not referring to Achila. We're talking about pinyon.
Not sure.
It's a totally different din, right? Trumas Meiser, we're talking about when you ate it be'isser. Meiser Sheni, we're talking about the pinyon that you're Meiser Hochayim Shredev Tashat Pinyon. I'm just assuming that's correct. Yeah? Okay. So now the Gemara says that was Reb Ze'era. So now we have a dissenting view. This will be Reb Imi. Reb Imi says, no. This Mishnah doesn't say any exclusions. It doesn't say, Demai of Meiser Sheni has no Chomesh. It just says it's Stam. Demai has no Chomesh. That means in any context, whether it's Meiser Sheni, whether it's Trumas Meiser. So I don't agree with you, Reb Ze'era, to be Machalek that way. Right? My Kedon. So what's our Mishnah talking about then? In other words, what are you going to do with this stira between Bava Metzia, where it says there is a Chomesh, and our Mishnah, where there's no Chomesh? My answer is, Tamon, or on a base, hey, on a base, Tamon, Reb Meir. We have a Machlokes of Meir and the Chachamim in regarding other contexts. Let's see. I saw that the... you should know. I just saw Reb Chaim. I just wanted to tell you what it says before I read the English over here. Come on, think of it. Yeah, it says Kol Hamashanim and Veishu Tovah Chachamim in Hilchas Gittin. If you, the get is bottle and the children are mamzerim. That's Reb Meir Shita, and the Chachamim are chaylik. They hold no. If you mashan a little bit, it's not going to be bottle the get completely. So in other words, Reb Meir goes to the extreme when it comes to the Takana Drabana, and the Chachamim aren't that extreme. That's why he says it's negay of this.
Was this a pattern? Is it an approach?
So I guess over there in Bava Metzia, you have to pay the Chomesh because he holds, even though it's a Din Drabanan, but the Drabanan were masaking something, that they took it to the mat, like they say. You know, they took it all the dinim. When the Chachamim to the Chachamim, the Chachamim Shita, the Din Darabanan is not as Chomer as Reb Meir. That would be a high level way to say this, if you wanted to say it quickly. Now, he says in the bottom, though, that they were talking about in of Ziva. So, I'm talking about Ksamim. Everybody knows what Ksamim are. Ksamim are a woman finds a stain of blood on a cloth that issued from her body without a hargasha. She doesn't have a hargasha. Midai Raisa, in order for Dantamitame, she has to be a feeling that, that it goes out. But so if you just have a kesem, it's tummy anyway. That's a din drabbanan.
Depending on the size,
right? So larger than what? A dime, larger than a dime, yeah. So what if how does this work again? It happens three. Let's see. Yeah, it's a question. The issue is whether she's a suffolk zavar or a zavar gadola or not, right? So if it happened 3 days in a row, she's a zavar gadola. During her, in other words, after the Yemei Nidus comes the Yemei Ziva, Zava Katana, she's a Feras Miyom Liyom, 1 day, 2 days, but if it's 3 days in a row, then she's a Zava Gadola, she has to be Micro Carbon, and she's Tomei for Shiva Nikiyam. What?
It
counts Shiva Nikiyam, correct. So let's see over here. So what does this have to do with Meir? That if she doesn't know, right, if she doesn't, she discovers the bloodstain, and she doesn't know which days this happened, so he considers she has to be machmir like the 7 days. So he shows, this indicates, the bottom line on this is, that this indicates the mayor shows no leniency towards rabbinic decrees. He applies them with the same stringencies of the deraisa. So that's going to be the pshat in the Mishnah above Matzio, that's why Yichai v'chaymash. Okay. But the sages, in footnote 3, they held, no, you don't know, that you can assume it was only 1 or 2 days, and they are lenient, they have this lenient attitude, because in any event, it's not going to be Tomei D'Oraisa, because there's no Hargosha. So therefore, they hold there was a Kula there. That's the whole schmooze he brings in over here. It's not clear, Reb Chaim just picked a halacha in Hilchos Gittin. The Gemara doesn't make. The Gemara just says Tamar de Meir from Hocha Rabbanan. It doesn't say which machlokas they're referring to. So it's up to you, based on your bikias of how much shas you know, which one you're gonna pick. So Reb Chaim picked his piece. Okay. Reb Zeira Amar B'Shem Rabbanan. V'Din Hayyachumas Ma'aser Shel Demai. Okay, is that clear? That's the end of that this discussion of the stira.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, next. Reb Zeira Amar B'Shem Rabbanan. That really, me Dino, we should have taken not required Chomesh by Trumas Meiser either, let's say either for now. Why were they Machmir? The answer is because protection, meaning Shemata Oimalai Shola Yafish. If you're going to say you don't have to be Machmir Chomesh, if you eat a Bishogeg, then he won't treat this with the same chomer, and he won't. So it'll become tummy, I guess. Right? If we are lenient with a non-kohen with regard to eating trumas meiser, the shogeg, he might feel encouraged to eat it intentionally. He brings that from the gra. Do we see that in the Hebrew of the gra? A little bit clearer. Let's look at Ksav Yad. Gross says Reb Zeira Amar Mefarish Tamal Atzmai Chod the Machalik Ben Trumas Meisel Meisel Sheni Shodmai Vomar Ben Trumas Meisel Shodmai Kishoicha B'Shogeg Im Neikal LePoitrei Meichaimesh Ozai Yovoi Lecho Lechachila. See that? So he says that the Gross says it explicitly. So you're going to come to eat it Lechachila. Okay. Next. Then on the other hand, right? B'Din Haya Meisel Sheni Shodmai. On the other hand, you could take the other way, the other approach for Maisa Sheni. You could say what? Maisa Sheni, what would I normally have said that it should have been also, just like Trumas Maisa has a Chaimash, Maisa Sheni should also have a Chaimash. Lama Amu Shalo Yafresh. Why did they decide to be Mekel by Maisa Sheni? Because of it, protect it. Why? Shem Aimer At Loisha Yafresh. If you can tell everybody who buys someone on Ma'aretz, that when you mafresh Ma'aser Sheni, that if you're Paidet, you're going to have to be Ma'aser Machemesh, you know what I'm going to say? I'm going to say, the heck with it. I won't even bother with it. I'll say, you know, it's too much money, and I can only keep so much, you know. I can only keep so much Torah. It's to the Chaimesh already. That's already too much. So they decided, the Chacham were shotched up a person's das, right? And this is the way they appraised a person's das, and they knew exactly how to make it and balance it so that, you know, sometimes a chomesh will protect you, and sometimes having the no chomesh will protect you.
In other words, under the category of the Rabban, they make it zera that the oil can handle.
Yeah, it's more than a handling. It's for our own good. It's for our own good. All right.
The reaction to it will cause
problems. Right. Next. Rabbon bar chiya ba'al kumi rebla. So he asked the following question. Why do I, what are we talking about? This is about the miut. It says in the Mishnah, right, that you're allowed to, what's the language of the Mishnah? That ma'abdin es mi'uto bedrachim. How do you translate that again? You can, let me just look at the translation here. I don't think I have looked at the translation. We may abandon a small portion of it on the road. So let's just see. I didn't even look at the Mepeirush over here on the Mishnah 10. It says, on 4b2, it says, if one finds on the roadside a small amount of food that he knows to be Maaseh Sheni of the Mai, he doesn't have to pick it up. He can just leave it there. That's what the pshat is. Another pshat is, if you're transporting it, you don't have to be concerned if a small amount is lost en route. Okay, that's the way I think I explained it when I read it the first time. But anyway, so very good.
It doesn't mean he can eat a little bit of it.
No, absolutely not. Yeah. So he's asking the question. He says, why does it say this is only true by the Mai, this miut? It should be mutter to be lose even a vadai, lomli miut. And if we're talking about the Mai, anyway, why does it have to be just a little bit? I feel a rove, even if there's a large amount. What's this? What's going on over here? Lochein Tani doesn't say in a Braisa. Ein Mevi'in Truma Min HaGorin Le'ir. The basis for this question is as follows. There's a Mishnah, or a Braisa, I should say, to Sefta Trumas, that says that if, let's suppose, I have my Goren in a far off, like it's 50 miles from town. So I don't know, the Chacham weren't machayev me to go take the truma and bring it to town and to give it to the Kohen. I can tell the Kohen, you want your truma? You come to me and I'll give you the truma. But I'm not transporting all your truma to you. That's like, you know, that's the Torah. It's not my problem. Ain't maybe a truma in a garlic ear. Lo min hamid barli yishuv, or to take it from the desert into town. The Kohen has to go to the threshing floor or the uninhabited area, and collect the truma himself. Elam Cain, there's an exception to this rule that does not machayev me. There's an exception if it, by leaving it in my midbar over there, in my farm over there, it's going to be attacked by wild coyotes, and they're going to eat up all my food. They're going to eat the truma. So then, I can't let it go to Biz. That's a chil kedusha, chil Hashem. I can't do that. So in that case, I am takim chuyev to save it. Okay, but under normal circumstances, it's not my chiyev.
The reason is because it belongs to the Kohen, right?
The reason for what?
That you have to protect it from animals dragging it away.
So you're saying, I'll Hashem Saveda?
Or is moment to shave it.
Yeah, but well, I'm not part of that shave it. I'm okay to watch out for the other shevet.
You have in your possession something that's mamon shevet.
So it's a din shmira. Is this a din shmira of truma?
Yeah, you could say that.
You say it that way, okay? So it could be din shmira truma. It could be din of hashavas aveda. It could be maybe the mitzvah of truma is to make sure that the kohen should get it. Apparently, that's not the mitzvah of truma. The mitzvah of truma is to just be mafreshet. This is a big sugya. What exactly is my chiyuv of truma? Is it just half Russia? And that's it? And then just leave it there. Let him find it. Okay. Mavia, he has to bring, in that case, he has to bring, if there was a chaya, then Mavia has to bring it to the city. If that was the case that the chayas were going to eat it, and I had to go expense myself to rent a U-Haul to bring all that truma into town, so the Kohen has to reimburse me for my expenses. That's what it means.
So,
So now this implies what? That even if it's a large quantity, even if it's truma vadai, then I can leave it in an uninhabited area, even though it'll go to waste, which seems to contradict our Mishnah, which says I can abandon it only if it's my and only if it's a small amount. So what's going on? That's the concept of the Gemara. So Amalei, sort of lost, responded. He said, "Ve'eino mitzvah l'hashav aveda." What does that mean? So let's look at the Mara folder inside. Shaharei truma, yeshmer hashav aveda. Shaharei mamono shel kohen hu. Exactly what the rabbi said, which was, it's mamono shel kohen, elavani demayri shelo telech. I'm looking at Marafolda on the right. So
for an aveda, doesn't it have to belong to a specific person? Who would you return it to?
It's the shevet kohuna. It belongs to the shevet kohuna, and therefore I have to watch it. I have to make sure it doesn't go to ibud. So if it's right, so it says avani myrish lo telach mebele leibud at shevelakon. Then it's a mitzvah hashav aveda. Aval demai sveikahu, mishun sveiko ma'abed mi'uto v'lo rubo, the shem mitzvah l'hashav aveda. I'm going to read the shem. So what's basically we're saying? What are we saying basically then? Abayisai, what are we saying? What's the bottom line here?
If there's a lot, you got to watch it. If there's a little bit, you don't have to.
If there's a little bit, isn't the din of Hashem HaSaveda even a pruta? What's going on over here?
Because since it's a
drabbanon, so the rabbanon will not matriach me for a small amount which is insignificant.
There's no Hashem HaSaveda because he never had it in the first place.
And you're saying there's no Hashem HaSaveda because he never had it in the first place, but we see if it was vadai.
He can't even have, but he has no yashir, there's no. So you can understand that the amount of it's a sliding scale.
Let's see. Let's look at the footnote here. It says evidently, in footnote one in the middle, the mitzvah of returning the lost property does not apply to truma, presumably because it is the collective property of the Kohanic tribe. That's what you were telling me. There's no owner to whom it will be returned. Rather, it's the Kohen's responsibility to go and get the truma himself. Mm-hmm. Law answers, in fact, the mitzvah returning lost property does apply to truma, albeit only rabbinically because it lasts a specific owner. So basically, he's playing two sides of the coin. He's saying when it comes to Hashem HaSaveda, there raisa, there it has to have a specific owner. When it comes to it's the fact that it's Sheva Kahuna, that gives it a Din Hashava Saveda Durabanon. Very interesting. So, yeah. That's what he says.
That'd be interesting. So, if you find something that you know belongs to a team or a company, there's no way to differentiate who the team or the company belongs to.
Okay, Rabbi Isai, that's the end.
Be continued.